remember, it's just the right thing to do.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
This is American Roots from New Orleans, a city of music and songs, many of which have been written about it, often by outsiders. Way down yonder in New Orleans, music by John Turner Layton and lyrics from Henry Creamer was published in 1922. Way Down Yonder was advertised as a Southern song without a mammy, a mule, or a moon. That was a rightful dig at some of the Tin Pan Alley cliches of the day. Way Down Yonder in I Say New Orleans has been performed by many. Benny Goodman, the Andrews Sisters, Freddie Cannon, Jan and Dean, and Dean Martin. As far as cliched lyrics, it's got a few of its own, to which I say there's no cliché like an old cliché. So we offer a diverse mix with Charlie Pride, Bob Dylan, Dr. John, Edea Victoria, Aretha Franklin, and Louis Armstrong. And now, let's go Way Down Yonder and beyond, starting with a fresh version the old song from New Orleans Jazz Vipers on American Roots.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in that land of dreamy scenes, there is a Garden of Eden. You'll know what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper that tender sigh. Stop, you better give that lady fair a little smile. Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. We got heaven right here on earth with all those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Garden of Eden, you'll know what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper that tender sigh. Stop, you better give that lady fair a little smile. Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. We got heaven right here on earth with all those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans.
Country boy down in New Orleans. I'm a country boy down in New New Orleans. Can't find nowhere to get no greasy green. Creole gal, turn your damper down. Creole gal, turn your damper down. The pot's is boiling, spilling on the ground. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Make a country boy soon enough get wise. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. All the Creole chicks eat them beans and green. Little Creole gal, turn your damper down. Creole gal, turn your damper down. Pretty brown hair makes clown lose his sound. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. I'm a country boy down in New Orleans. Everybody knows I get my greasy green. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Pretty hair, great big beautiful eyes. Make a country boy soon enough get wise. scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. She's 54.
Bob Dylan, 1965. That song of protest was recorded in one take. It tells the story of a farm laborer fed up with the working conditions on Maggie's farm. Maggie's farm may have been inspired by the traditional folk song Penny's Farm, first recorded by North Carolina's Bentley Brothers, 1929. Others suggest Dylan was peeved by the limits of the folk scene and didn't want to be a folkie anymore. Always thought it had to do with his father, the store owner and boss in Hibbings, though I doubt Mr. Zimmerman's bedroom window was made out of bricks. I also just like hearing it with what came before. Down yonder, we go ballin' down on the farm. Smiley Lewis, 1956, recording at J&M Studios in the French Quarter for Cosimo Matassa. Before that, Snook Sigland from St. Rose, Louisiana, on guitar and vocals. I'm a country boy. Down in New Orleans, 1961. Here's Mississippian Charlie Pride, live at Panther Hall in Fort Worth, Texas, 1969. A song about troubles with city life and love, written by Harlan Howard and Tom Paul Glazer. Streets of Baltimore on American Roots.
Sold a farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. Bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for.
they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Oh, well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for. And I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine. Bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I tried my best to bring her back to what she used to be. But I soon learned to love those bright lights much more than she loved me. Well, I'm a-going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Streets of Baltimore. Thank you.
These dance hall girls will treat you kind, they'll give you their bodies, but you'll never reach their minds. They'll fill you up with lipstick lies. When they put you down, son, don't be surprised. Is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? I've held her mountains, I've kissed her plains, I've touched her sunshine, and I drank her rain. I bent so far, then I broke too fast. Thought I had a winner pick, but I came in. Again, is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? I must have chosen the wrong season to come down. I never realized they call this sacred ground. My sense of time, hell, I'm a week behind. I sent a letter home, but this all takes time, you know. I wanna get some money, I wanna go back home. These dance hall girls know how to make a man feel alone. Is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? Give you
Dance All Girls. Fraser and DeBolt, the Canadian folk duo with Ian Gunther fiddle, written by Alan Fraser and sung by the late Daisy DeBolt, 1971, part of a Baltimore twofer. That's a great port city of many cultures. Kind of reminds me of New Orleans. And we are back with some honky-tonk jealousies in blues and country, contemplation of life's end, and some gospel inspiration when American Roots returns.
In today's world of on-demand media streaming over the internet, one has to wonder, why does traditional radio still matter? I'm Steve Noy, IT and broadcast engineer for KAXC. Why do we work so hard to offer traditional broadcasting when people can just jump on the internet and get instant access? Well, here's why. KAXE is available to everyone in our listening area, no matter your financial or social status. Anyone with a radio can hear KAXE, and you get the same great experience whether you're a member, a business sponsor, or just hearing about us for the first time. We do stream on our website, but it doesn't take a costly internet connection to hear KAXE. That's why we're looking for your help. We serve the whole community, and we can't do that without you. Tell others about us, or text the word DONATE to 218-326-1234. KAXE is an equalizer, making great content available to you no matter who you are. KAXE is people-powered radio.
Coming up is a Jimmy Reed-based blues from 1961 that I love and was amazed to find a rockin' country version a decade later by Sonny James. It was James' 15th number one country chart hit in a row. Bright Lights, Big City on American Roots.
Bright lights, big city, it's gone to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city, it's gone to my baby's head. I tried to tell you, woman, but you don't believe a word I said.
It's alright,
pretty baby,
it's alright,
you're gonna need my help someday.
It's alright,
pretty baby,
it's alright,
you're gonna need my help someday. You're gonna wish you had to listen to some of the things I say. Now, pretty woman, honey, knock yourself out. Go ahead, pretty woman, honey, knock yourself out. I still love you, baby, 'cause you don't know what it's all about.
Bright lights,
big city, went to my baby's head.
Bright lights,
big city,
lights,
went to my baby's head. I hope that you remember some of the things I said.
Let's go down home.
Bright lights,
talk till we get far.
Hey, baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. Now let
me tell you, baby, gonna move you way, way from here. Don't want no ice man, gonna buy you a Frigidaire when we move. Way on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. Wake up every morning, low down and dirty shame. Got your men, baby, pecking on my window pane. That's why I'm gonna move you way on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. Well, it may seem funny, honey, funny as can be, ever have any children, let them all just look like me when we move way on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. I saw you wiggling and giggling, I'm as mad as I can be. We've got seven children and none of them look like me. That's why I'm gonna leave you way on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody who's always sneaking round. I'm gonna sing this verse and I ain't gonna sing no more. Now ain't you happy, Red God Almighty? Sing this verse, ooh, ain't gonna sing no more. Put your man in your bed and put your husband down on the floor.
Don't want no woman that run around, stay out in the street, act like a backfoot clown. You made me love you, and you made me cry. You should remember that you was born to die. Some stream of yellow, some in black and brown. I got a black woman, she used to be in town. You made me love you, and you made me cry. You should remember
Victoria with Kishana, Margo Price, and Jason Isbell from Victoria's 2021 album, A Southern Gothic. You Was Born to Die. It was a 1933 blues song from Blind Willie McTell and Curly Weaver. Before that, Acoustic Blues, Outskirts of Town, sung by guitarist Josh White of Greenville, North Carolina. As a child, White served as a guide for several blind blues and gospel artists and went on to sing both blues and sacred music. He moved to New York City, developed a nightclub act. White said he learned Move to the Outskirts of Town from Big Bill Brunzi. Well, here are two familiar figures, not usually heard together. They covered a song from the 1870s. It's from the late Dr. John and Willie Nelson on Dr. John's posthumously released country record, Give Me That Old Time Religion, on American Roots.
Give me that old-time religion. That old-time religion is good enough for me. It's good for our mother. It was good for our mothers. It was good for our mothers. It's good enough for me.
She talks so fast. that Samson Cindy Lally cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean in my hand, head by skin, come let you kiss any old man. If I had my way, yeah, if I had my way, if I had my way, I'd tell it so billing down. Great God Almighty, talking. Yes, sir. Talk to me now. Talk. Uh-huh. Talk. Uh-huh. Talk to me. Let me hear it. Talk to me. Yeah. Make me feel good. What? Samson, all from his birth, he was the strongest man that ever had lived on earth. So one day while Samson was walking along, he looked on the ground and saw an old jawbone. He stretched out his arm, God knows it broke like thread. When he got to moving, then tell him one day, good God, if I had my way. If I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so billion down. Well, old Samson hit the lion, got it intact. Samson, he jumped up on the lion back. So you read about this lion had killed a man with his paws. But Samson, he got his hand in the lion jaws. Until he killed him dead, and the bees made honey that lion did. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so. Ow! If I had my way, if I had. Good God.
The late, great Reverend Gary Davis, a blind Harlem street singer from Lawrence, South Carolina, in 1960, singing the biblical tale of Samson and his betrayal by Delilah. An early version by blind Willie Johnson was called If I Had My Way, I'd Tear the Building Down. Here's a tale of lovers who feel guilty about their affair and agree it has to stop, but not till the morning. It's Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris, 1973, singing a Joyce Ann Alsop song, We'll Sweep Out the Ashes in the Morning, on American Roots.
We know it's wrong to let this fire burn between us.
Start.
in the morning. Take me to heart, and I'll always love you, and nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for understand. She's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood, just like her man. If you wanna do right, whole day, woman, you gotta be a do right, whole night man.
Woman, do right, man. Aretha Franklin on her 1967 LP, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You. The song written by Chips Moman and Dan Penn, produced by Jerry Wexler. Aretha's sisters Carolyn and Irma on backing vocals. She played piano, backed by Spooner Oldham on organ. We'll be back down yonder in New Orleans in a minute when American Roots returns.
Hi, I'm Elsa Chang from National Public Radio. We bring you the news and voices of people across the nation each and every day. We are proud of the work that we do, but we want to remind you that local affiliates like KAXE bring you the voices of your friends and neighbors. From arts reporting on area voices to local and state sports or clean energy and economic development, they reflect what life is like in rural northern Minnesota. Your support is critical to the work they do, where you learn about high school students in debate, to the sacredness of water and wild rice, to the history and future of forests in the region. Being a member makes this all possible, so please go to kaxe.org.
This is American Roots. Coming up, Billie Holiday sings with Louis Armstrong's accompaniment, a rare encounter in the 1947 film New Orleans. And then it's the Armstrong Big Band on the classic song we've been bantering about, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Here's a less heard song about the city, sung by composer and pianist Hoagy Carmichael, originally from Bloomington, Indiana. Written in 1932, this version was recorded in 1956. It's Hoagy Carmichael's own atmospheric New Orleans.
Never seen a quaint old southern city. Just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed gal like mine, boy, oh, then you're right in it, right in New Orleans.
Each night and day, I know I'm not wrong
longer I stay away. Miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying to spring. The Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of oleanders and dew, and soon I'm wishing that I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Louis Armstrong and Band, 1956, live at Lewisham Stadium at the City College of New York, breathing new life into the 1922 Tin Pan Alley song, a brilliant instrumental version. Before that, Armstrong and Billie Holiday in the 1947 film called New Orleans. The song, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, was written by Eddie DeLange and Louis Alder. The film was a romance with Billie Holiday as a singing maid and Louis Armstrong as, surprise, the band leader. American Roots is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Our program is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. More Down Yonder and Beyond. Coming up, I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX.
I'm Jennifer Barr, a producer here at KAXE. One of the things I do is write public service announcements for our hosts to read on air. We love sharing information about all the things that happen throughout our region, things that make northern Minnesota a great place to live. From Bagley to Virginia, from Brainerd to Big Fork, we want to hear from you. Let us know about events happening in your community. Send us an email, psa@kaxe.org. Again, that's psa@kaxe.org.